ask a plumber today. Free plumbing advice from Max from Windy City Rooter, where they drain your pipes, not your wallet. I can attest to that.
We're talking about where his favorite gambling spots are.
Don't you still owe me money, Tom?
All right, can we do this?
We can do this.
They came to the house, and the worst possible time, a Sunday afternoon, and you think, oh, this is going to cost me $3 trillion. In the new house, I have four toilets. That's why I call it a mansion. The old house had one toilet. Any house with more than one toilet is a mansion to me. The new house is four, but that's not what we had a problem. We didn't have a problem with the toilet. We had a problem. So a dishwasher is new to me. I'm still getting schooled and scolded on that from Yola. I never had a dishwasher before. I don't know how to load it. I don't know how to unload it. I don't know the etiquette of a dishwasher. But she, on the other side, has never had a garbage disposal before. So she didn't know how to conduct yourself properly with a garbage disposal. So when we first moved in, she asked me, what can I put in it? And I'm like, oh, you can put anything in it. It's a garbage disposal. It'll grind things. Basically, it'll grind things up, right? Well, she took me literally. So my rule with the garbage disposal, and I know this isn't a good rule, it's not good for the plumbing in a garbage disposal, but my rule is if the counter is shaking violently, don't put it in the garbage disposal. So I got to think, she got a whole watermelon. I got to think after the first chunk of rind that she put in the garbage disposal and the violent shaking of the counter, if I were her, I would have backed off.
Right.
But she remembered what I said to her when she asked, what can you put in a garbage disposal? And what did I say? Anything. Right. So she put the entire watermelon rind piece bar in the garbage disposal. So all of a sudden the water stops going away, you know, later in the day while we jammed up the pipes.
Okay.
You, by the way, don't know how much, and this is an interesting study. Sometime put like something over your kitchen sink and don't use it for a while. You don't know how often you use your kitchen sink.
Right.
Until you can't use your kitchen sink.
Exactly.
You use it all the time, more than you think you do. Because I'm thinking, well, we'll wait until Monday, we'll call Max, and we'll have somebody come out, and they'll fix it or whatever. No, I'm panicked. I, like, call off hours, and there you are, and, like, an hour later, there's a knock at my door, and here's two guys with the magic thing that they do. It's a guy and another guy
right.
on a Sunday. And they do the thing. They're there for maybe a half hour, and all of a sudden the sink starts ringing. And we ask him for a lesson in garbage disposal. And he's like, no, you can't put anything in it. I'm like, yeah, you can't. He's like, no, watermelon. I go, I meant within reason. Well, now, and he shows her the proper way to use it and the water and this yep. and that and the other. Now I'm living with a woman who's now obsessed on the other end. She won't put water in the garbage disposal anymore because she's so panicked. So what is the actual, this is for Yola, truth of what can go in the garbage disposal?
So what can go in the garbage disposal is, you know, small particles of food. It's not like an incinerator. It doesn't start it on fire. It grinds up the smaller particles off your dinner dishes or your lunch plate or your breakfast plate. You know, and you want to use a lot of water. You want, if you don't
have the water running, I know always, and then run the water after.
If you don't, brother, you'll be calling me or somebody and preferably me. But I always tell people, hey, listen, you know, my wife asked for a garbage disposal for 30 years and I still am avoiding it to this day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're anti-disposal.
I won't have one. And because I know what's going to happen.
Oh, I love the
She's
going to
stuff the watermelon down there as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to be having.
That sounds like something you'd hear on Urban Dictionary, stuffing the watermelon down there.
Exactly. You know, you can't, you know, no coffee grinds, no eggshells.
That was the thing. Coffee grinds. She was putting all our coffee grinds in there. That's a bad thing.
That's a terrible thing. Because if you don't, you know, if you don't run water behind it, a large volume of water, just remember, when you flush the toilet, where does it go? Well, I know because I'm a plumber, but when you flush your toilet, it travels from the toilet out to the main sewer for the municipality, wherever it's located. And that's usually roughly anywhere from a minimum of 50 feet away up to 150 feet away.
The sewer lines are in the middle of the road. So let's think of it's got to go from your sink to the middle of the road.
And if you think that 1 gallon of water is making it to the middle of the road after you put down, you know, 5 or 6 scoops of coffee grinds,
it's not happening.
No, it's not happening, brother. It's going to sit in the line. It's going to accumulate. and it turns into, you know, our term of endearment is grease. Yeah. When we tell people, hey, you can't put grease down there. Well,
I lived with a person for many years that insisted and it was okay to put grease down the, and I'm like, no, that's like dumping concrete in your pipe.
Yeah.
Because over time, that's what it turns into when it's not.
I'm still going to use the garbage disposal more. And it's a wonderful invention. I love it.
I don't have one, and I'm bummed out about it.
It's a wonderful invention.
Well, you can call me, Steve.
But plumbers are.
I rent my house, so screw them.
They'll put them in. All right. There you go. That was my question, what goes in the garbage disposal?
Garbage disposal, I try to tell people, hey, I'm going to give you a little 1, 2, 3 on garbage disposal etiquette, and you should see the looks that we get. Yeah. Are you kidding me? You're going to tell me? I'm going to try to. Otherwise, we'll see you again next month.
There's three versions of every story. Your version, my version, and the truth, which is somewhere in the middle.
That's somewhere in
the middle. In a perfect world, we would behave the way you say with our garbage disposal.
And if you did, I'd never have any
You
business.
Wouldn't have any work. Right, there it is. Windy City Rooter, they drain your pipes, not your wall. And it was reasonable. On a Sunday, two guys show up and my sink magically works a half hour later. I thought it was going to be way more than it was. So they really do.
Me too, with all that watermelon.
No matter when it is. Right.